Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
It's Scott, hello. My paranoid car update. I can't drive it anymore. It's too much now. I was telling you yesterday that my car has started talking to me and a lady voice goes, "Pardon?" Like I'm talking about her behind her back or something. "Pardon?" And it was every 2 minutes to start with. I got in it today. It's like every 20 seconds now. What am I? "Pardon? Pardon? Pardon?"
But I thought you were going to fix it by just saying every time she said pardon, you said cancel.
I tried that.
Right.
I was going like, you say pardon, I say cancel.
Pardon.
No, but then she didn't reply back. But then as time, like 10 seconds would go by, then she'd go, "Pardon?" again. But when I was doing, when you say pardon, I say cancel, not happening. So I don't know what to do. I've said cancel. I just don't know what to do, but it's literally every 10, 20 seconds now. "Pardon? Pardon?" If anyone has any idea what I can do, let me know, because it's doing my head in.
It's obviously not cancel.
It's not cancel by the looks of it, pardon?
Maybe it's one of those, you know, like sometimes computer geeks like put in secret codes.
Yeah.
You know, like so something all of a sudden it'll make the noise of a cow. Maybe that's what you need to do.
What, I don't want a cow noise every 20 seconds, that's worse.
No, you have to make the noise of a cow back to her. When she says pardon, you moo, and then it's... Yes.
Okay, I'll try that later.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Got an email here from Lou, and also Piper the dog. I find that weird when people say that it's from their dog as well, because it's clearly not.
Well, it might be.
Well, it's not.
How do you know?
Well, because Piper the dog can't send emails.
He might be able to.
Well, he can't.
He might have a big dog keypad.
Well, that's just stupid. Anyway, the email from Lou, not the dog, says, "I've never sent you an email before, but I feel the need on this occasion to forewarn you, as I fear you're about to lose the wonderful Becky as she moves on to the next stage of her career, producer/director on EastEnders."
Hey.
She goes on to say, "It was blatantly obvious that she had produced Abby and Jay during their love scene outside Mitchell's garage on Turpin Road." Good knowledge. The Somerset twang was very clear. Although I have to admit slight disappointment as the word tractor wasn't slipped in, but I look forward to that on their first date. We'll keep you updated on how Becky proceeds with her new career. Love you, Lou and Piper the dog." Right, okay, let's have a listen to the scene between Abby and Jay last night.
All right.
She has gone West Country.
See, the thing is, like, don't these characters normally talk like that?
Yeah.
Like, oh, everyone sounds like Joe Swash, isn't it, in EastEnders, isn't it? What? Have you been up EastEnders telling them to put on West Country accents?
No.
My sister's gone insane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, George keeps throwing his food everywhere, so I've got to go down the laundrette later. Vanessa's made a rotor.
Made a rotor?
I sound like a right idiot.
Yeah, well, that's so West Country.
I feel like a right idiot.
I feel like a right idiot.
Why is she talking like that?
I've got no idea.
I know she's embarrassed because she really fancies him.
I've got no idea.
Does everyone get... When people normally get embarrassed, they don't suddenly go West Country, do they? I'd quite like it if they did. Imagine every time you had to do something like a little bit embarrassing, you suddenly started talking
right.
like that.
Is it where you're from where they say... Where they put an L on the end?
That's Bristol, isn't it?
It is like Bristol. Let's go to Bristol. Going down Ikeel.
Asdals.
Definitely a West Country twang in there.
I sound like a right idiot.
I'll look for you on the credits tonight. Like West Country expert, Becky Huxtable.
Maybe I could become a consultant.
Dialogue
Consultants
coach,
get loads,
Becky Huxtable.
Don't they?
Well, it sounds like you've been doing it already. But you can say that then you're not doing that, right?
No,
that's not
at the
you.
Moment.
Okay. Just a coincidence, Lou and Piper the dog. But thanks for your email.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Now, are you one of the 5 million people who have watched Rebecca Frank's video on YouTube?
Nope. I've never seen it, no.
You haven't seen it?
No, not yet.
Well, let me educate you here. A few people are being a little bit mean and saying that it's the worst song ever made in history. I wouldn't say in history, but it's up there. Now, this girl is American. She's called Rebecca. Like I said, so many hits on YouTube. She's made a song called Friday. And it starts quite promising.
Yeah.
Sounds like a good pop song.
I can imagine that on Radio 1. That's a good one.
I think the more yeahs you get in the first, like, 30 seconds, the more chance of a hit it is. There was loads of yeahs in that, wasn't there?
Yeah.
So it's really good.
Uh-huh. It's mostly the lyrics that people have picked up on this song.
Yeah.
And why it's got so many hits, I think. 7 a.m. waking up in the morning. Gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs. Gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal. Seeing everything, the time is going. Now, they say you should sing about things you know about, and Rebecca knows all about having cereal for breakfast, so that's why she sung about it.
It's quite Kate Nash, isn't it?
Certainly is.
It's just, you know, really observational and about her
cup
lifestyle.
Cup of tea.
Yeah.
Gotta have
my bowl, gotta have
cereal. See, cereal's an important part of your morning. You should never miss breakfast.
Don't you think her voice is very like...
like Morse code.
Yeah, like Morse code. Ticking on and on, everybody's rushing. Gotta get down to the
bus stop. Gotta catch my bus, I see my friends. She also knows about catching the bus.
I can relate to that. I do that most mornings.
Yeah. But you've never written a song about it, have you?
No, not yet.
What happens to you at the bus stop?
Well, you see your friend. But now, you see, Rebecca's got a crisis. And she has to ask herself an important question. A question that we have all had to ask ourselves at some point in life. Kicking in the front seat, sitting in the back seat. Gotta make my mind up, which seat can I take? It's a dilemma, isn't it? Front or back, what do you do?
Did I mishear that completely? Did she say chicken in the front seat, chicken in the back seat?
Chicken in the back seat.
I was like, I've never had to make that choice before. Chicken in the front seat, chicken in the back seat.
Always the front.
So I assume she's not... she's waiting at the bus stop, but the bus hasn't turned up yet, and she's getting to live with her friends.
Yeah, but then...
That's why it's such a hard decision, because on a bus, there is no debate, is there? It's straight at the back.
Anyway, she soon gets over that crisis, because she realises it's Friday!
It's Friday!
You're really enjoying this, Chris.
I actually think it's quite catchy. I mean, it's not the greatest song ever, but what I'm saying is, in my head now, I'm going, Friday, Friday.
It's also educational. Yesterday was Thursday. Today, yeah, it's Friday. See, if you've ever forgotten what the days of the week and what order they come in, it does help you remember them. What about tomorrow, Rebecca?
Tomorrow is Saturday, and Sunday comes after.
So what is it? What day is it today?
Friday.
Yay! Over 5.5 million hits on YouTube.
That's amazing.
Now, a lot of people are saying it's awful. I'm one of them. But they all come from this company, which are called ARC. And they're...
Oh, that's what it was at the start. When it goes,
ARC. Yeah, and they're based in Los Angeles. And they have got loads of these artists. They're mostly kind of teenage artists. And they're all kind of similar. And they've all got kind of expensive-looking but not very well-made videos for them. Here's another one. This is Sarah Morgatega. You'll like this one, Chris. If you liked Friday, you'll love this. She doesn't want to rush this. Okay, if you could rush it a little bit. Maybe give us a chorus. Okay. Sorry.
I sort of died a little bit inside with that one,
actually. Yeah, that's not the best one.
No, wasn't as good as the other one.
Now, I'm not sure how they find these people. I mean, do people pay them to make the songs for them, or do they just do auditions? How do they find all these, like, budding singers? Because I think we're missing a trick here, because this is an LA-based company, right? What about if we start a rival one right here in the UK? Mills Hit Factory.
So are we basically, like, what's the aim? To find the next sort of Justin Bieber?
Yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do with this. I think, because obviously Bieber was a YouTube sensation, what they've done here is set up this company, and they've got loads and loads of different artists, like, loads, and then they're hoping that if they put them all out there, then one will stick and get really popular, like Bieber. So I'm thinking, let's do the same thing. Because I know I could make a song better than this one by Britt Rutter. Take me on the summer breeze.
good, actually. Oh, God. I've got to admit.
You're going to be watching all these on YouTube tonight. There's like, find one, and there's all the rest on the list down in, on the side. Okay, good. So what do we think of the Scott Mills Hit Factory?
I think it's a great idea.
Are you going to get it so they all have to go, you go at the start of their record, Scott Mills.
Yeah,
does that one sound classy?
Or we need to abbreviate it like...
SM?
S-Hits.
S-Hits.
S-Hits. S-S-S-Hits.
Have you thought about the... No, I wouldn't go with that.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Oh,
no. I say go for it. Go for it. Brilliant. Oh, yeah.
You might get hit, you might get loads of downloads, but for the wrong reasons. Radio 1
Podcast. Lots of people very excited about the Scott Mills Hit Factory. There's this company in America that are just churning out loads of singers at the moment, hoping that one of them will be the next Justin Bieber. And we're going to set up a rival company, a UK-based one. After the huge success on YouTube of Rebecca Black and her song about Friday.
Tomorrow is Saturday and Sunday comes after words.
After words. So we're going to launch some new pop stars on the globe. Because we, if you think about it, we've already done some good songs. Like, you forget. But if you put them all together, we're a hit factory already.
Fabulous!
Timmy Trendy.
Watch out, Will Young. Timmy's the new king of pop.
Bang on trend. He gives us fashion to die for.
Oh, I'm getting good at this.
Because he's so bang on trend.
Then there was Chris's Batman song.
My name's Chris and I'm Batman.
And that was good. And then there was when we made our versions of Born This Way by Gaga before we'd heard her version.
My mama told me when I was young, we are all born
superstars.
She rolled my hair and put my lipstick on in the glass of her
boudoir.
Ah, the Jamie Oliver food song was good. I forgot about that.
Stand over there, walk to me and tell me what you're going to cook.
I'm going to cook me some chicken stir fry, yo. Yo, chicken stir fry, yo. Yo, chicken stir fry, yo. Yo, chicken stir fry, yo.
You can do it, brother. Come on, let's top, brother. Don't be scared. Come on, brother. Top that thing. Get down, brother. Get down. Yeah, man. Get down.
Yes, mother.
When you start taking girls out and they say, what do you want to do? Do you want to go bowling? Do you want to go for a little pizza? You go, no, baby, you come round my house and I'm going to make you a nice little chicken chow mein.
Yeah.
Chicken chow mein.
That was a good one. See, we're already in business. And then what about the Drunk Woman 5 Live song? See, that was a brilliant one. We even got played on 5 Live this.
Hello?
Hi, Scott, it's Becky.
All right, what's happening, babes?
Your mum's on the radio, innit?
What, my mum?
She's on the radio now.
What do you mean, babes?
She's at the golf, she's well happy.
Anyway, we've had a lovely day.
What have you done all day?
Mostly drink. Mum, what are you doing, babes? Mostly drink. Mum, get off the radio, innit? We tried to see golf, honestly, and the rain came. Conditions were horrendous.
What have you done all day?
We had champagne in the car, pops 5. We tried to see golf, honestly.
Oh, Mum!
Anyway, are you famous?
No.
What are you doing, babes?
Where's Jason Mohammed? We had champagne in the car, pops 5. We had champagne. You are so naughty. What company do you belong to?
BBC.
Like one or two or?
Five.
No, there's no such thing as that.
BBC.
One or two or?
Five.
No, there's no such thing as that. There's no such thing as that.
We had champagne in the car. Pops 5.
Yes.
We had champagne. You are so naughty.
What have you done all day?
Mostly drink champagne in the car. Pops 5.
We had champagne. You are so naughty.
What have you done all day?
Mum, get off the radio, innit?
Where's Jason Mohammed?
See, we've done loads. When you think back, sorry, I wasn't supposed to play all of that, but I just wanted to again because I really like it. And then there's the adult baby song. We're a hit factory already. We can easily launch some new pop stars. We just need to work out who it's going to be first. And then going back in time, like ages ago, what about the Dutch florist rappers? They were good songs. Two Spoons, Dave Spoon, who?
Radio 1 podcast.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Hello, Stacey from Sheppey in Kent. She says, how can you not play the adult baby song? That was your best one. My three-year-old son, Wyatt, started singing it when you mentioned it. I think it's already a hit. Sorry, Chris.
Hold on. Mammary glands. Jeffrey Archer. Listen, I'm an adult baby. I'm an adult baby. I've got a phone and a dressing gown. I'm an adult baby. Mammary glands. You will listen. I'm an adult baby.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast.
No, Gary, obviously I'm not about to give away some Scottish members of Parliament. I'm talking about the Scott Mills points. Thanks for texting in. Okay, so play along, please, as Stupor Street Get Romantic. Where's the most romantic place you've ever been, Becky?
Well, I went to Paris last week. That's quite romantic, isn't it?
Only last week?
I got back last Monday. Yeah. Very romantic.
Is it?
Well, it wasn't really when I was walking around on my own, but there was a lot of love going on by the Eiffel Tower.
Right, yeah.
Like, everyone passing everyone, and then me eating a sandwich.
See, to me, everyone en masse having it off underneath the Eiffel Tower, that's not romantic.
Does that happen?
Yes.
There's a
well-known
hotspot. Public displays of affection, and then I just think if you're stood next to someone who's also doing it, it's not... It's got to put you off a little bit, hasn't it?
Absolutely. It becomes something else entirely.
Yeah. Also, I think, when you get a rose in, like, a restaurant, that's nice. I got a rose in the curry house on Saturday, and that was lovely.
I'll tell you where I think what the most romantic thing is for me. Mm. When someone buys you a rose in a club.
In a club?
Yeah, they go around nightclubs. Now, that's romance.
I've bought you a rosé in the club before.
Yeah,
does
yeah.
Does that count?
No, that's different. Yeah. Rose in the club? You probably only just met them, but it's really romantic.
What about those boats in Venice?
Oh, the gondolas. Yeah, that's romantic.
Except, again, there's another person there. Like, because you've got to have the man with the big pole, haven't you? And
yeah,
then he's,
so
like...
he's basically watching you.
Yeah.
Oi, anyway, so we went onto Stupor Street and we asked them what the most romantic thing is they've ever done, the most romantic experience, romantic place they've been to. Smooth Talking Dan, obviously, is perfect for this job. So he asked five people, what's the most romantic place they've ever been to? If you get any that they said, and play along at home, or on the way home from work, I will give you 10 Scott Mills points.
Okay, how many guesses can we have?
You can have three guesses.
Okay, I'm going to say Paris.
Yeah.
Beach at sunset.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, the curry house on Saturday night. It's in Wokingham.
Curry house in Wokingham.
Just because of the roses. It's okay. A really nice touch.
I'm going to go for the Venice one.
Venice.
I'm going to go Amsterdam, I guess.
Yeah, okay.
And I'm going to go pony riding through the New Forest.
Keep it local, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So, here's Smooth Talking Dan on Stupor Street, asking them, where's the most romantic place they've ever been to?
What's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle.
Yeah.
What's, like, a really romantic place you've been?
Romantic? This place where I live, which is, like, a log in the middle of a, like, a big field.
Just a big log?
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's in Luton.
In Luton?
Yeah.
Okay, so Luton, a log in Luton is where it's at.
Oh, there we are, so...
We've never heard of the Luton log.
I haven't.
This place where I live, which is, like, a log in the middle of a field, it's in Luton.
So 10 points if you said the log in Luton. Anyone say that? Next.
What's your name?
Rhianne.
Looking quite fashionable today.
Thank you, thanks.
I like the sort of the ruffled shirt look.
Oh, thank you. It's not tucked in properly, that's probably why.
Well, it looks great.
Thanks.
Oh my God, he's at it again.
Makes you sick.
Absolutely.
What's the most romantic place you've ever been?
A boy took me to the theatre once, and spilled a drink all over me. And it was like in the middle of like a massive song in like Wicked. And I obviously couldn't say anything because someone was like singing on stage. So I was kind of like just there freezing, like, and I had to wait until the interval, and I kind of just went home.
It was a romantic night of your life. Involved someone spilling his drink on you, and
well,
then you're
just
going
that's all
home.
I could think of.
So if you said someone spilling their drink on you in the theatre, 10 Scott Mills points if that you said that was the most romantic thing.
What?
Next.
So what's your name?
Darren.
What's like the most romantic place you've been?
Mill on the beach in Mexico. There you go. Nice, the sun was setting.
Oh, that does sound nice. And you did say beach at sunset, didn't you, Becky? You could be in for some points here. Mexico does sound romantic, though.
This is the girl that you're with?
Yep.
So was it romantic for you?
Yes, it was very nice.
So just a nice meal on the beach. A bit of heavy petting, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Dan.
No one says that anymore, do they? That's even been banned from signs in swimming pools. That's so 70s.
He's good, isn't he?
Dan's only like mid-20s.
What a legend.
Heavy petting.
Oh.
Next. He spoilt that.
What's your name?
Becky.
Can you remember a romantic place you've been or a romantic occasion?
A night out in town. Having a few drinks and having a dance.
And that's fine for you?
Yeah, that'd do.
Okay, good. So she's a romantic there. And having a few drinks and a dance, if you said that, then 10 Scott Mills points. And the romance continues.
What's your name?
Carl.
Carl.
Going out for a few drinks, get steaming. Then go home, maybe get a kebab. That's it.
So if you said the most romantic thing that Stupid Street have done is have a kebab, give yourself 10 points. Podcast. Right, loads of Luton locals have been on. They've been in touch on my Facebook page and also on the text. And even they have never heard of the romantic Luton log that girl was on about on Stupid Street.
What's your name?
Michelle.
Michelle.
Yeah.
What's like a really romantic place you've been?
Romantic.
This place where I live, which is like a log in the middle of a like a big field.
Just a big log?
Yeah.
Where's that?
It's in Luton.
In Luton?
Yeah.
Okay, so Luton, a log in Luton is where it's at.
It sounds so romantic. Like, if anyone knows where the Luton log is, then could you please let me know? Because people who actually live there have been on saying they have no idea. I can imagine that log has seen a lot of action over the years. Luton, isn't it? I think I want to do a show from the romantic Luton log. Should we do that?
Yes.
Maybe next Valentine's Day. Live from the Luton log.
The Scott Mills Daily.
This is BBC Radio 1 with Scott Mills. Hello, Becky's here.
Hi.
Chris is here.
Hello.
Any news on a job yet?
Still looking.
Oh, that's good. At least you're still looking.
He's not though, is he really? Or are you?
I'm sort of relying on Scott to find me the job.
Oh dear.
If I'm honest.
Why? Now, we were talking yesterday about this website that is a bit like a job centre online, really. And people will tell you on there what they will do for £5. Found an American version as well. What you would do for $5.
Oh, slightly cheaper.
Yeah. So what you should do, Chris, maybe, is if any of these ideas suit and you think that you'd be good at it, just steal one of these ideas from these people. Make loads of cash. Bingo.
Yeah, it's just finding that one idea, really. So far, it hasn't gone too well.
I've got some more here. See if you'd be any good at these.
I will speak your message in the cartoon voice of your choosing for $5.
Yes.
This cartoon voice.
This is the one.
$5?
Thing is, you know I can't do accents.
But it's so easy to do, and you can probably train yourself.
Everyone can do a cartoon voice.
What's a cartoon voice?
You give me a brief message, pick out a voice from the list, and I will send you a WAV file of your message.
Amazing.
What's a cartoon voice? Or just like pick, like, I don't know, Homer Simpson.
Great for ringtones, answering machine greetings, birthday greetings, holiday wishes, etc.
So you can get anything said in a cartoon voice.
I know this seems really easy to you, but I can't do accents.
We'll have a go.
Homer Simpson, Marge Simpson, Eric Cartman, Peter Griffin, Stewie Griffin, Ren and Stimpy, Beavis and Butthead, Kermit the Frog. Feel free to request a character not listed. I'll usually give it a shot.
Do any of them?
I can probably give Cartman a stab.
So people will send you £5, or $5 in this case, if you can do a message for them in a cartoon voice.
Does it have to be a message that they say?
Or is yeah. So, Becky, let's say that you had £5 on you.
Well, I've got 15p, so just have a few words. Yeah. Hi, Becky, you are looking mighty fine today.
In the voice of Cartman, please, from South Park.
15p,
I'll do mates rates for you.
Yeah. So imagine you're getting paid for this, so give it your best shot.
What was the words again? Give it...
Hi, Becky, you're looking hot, or similar.
Great, today you freestyle it.
Hey, Becky, you're looking... No, don't laugh at him.
Sorry, it just came out.
Don't look at... Give him a chance.
Who was this meant to be again?
Cartman.
Hey, Becky, you're looking good today.
Authentic.
I can't do these...
You should change it to, I will make you laugh with my rubbish impressions for £5.
That's another money-making opportunity right there.
I want to hear him do one more accent. Who can do one more voice?
I'm thinking Homer.
Homer?
Yeah, just say, hey, Scott, you've got the best radio show on Radio 1.
Right, I'm just trying to channel him. Hey, Scott. No. Hey. Hey, Scott, you've got the... No, I sound like the Hoff. Hey, Scott, you... Hey, Scott, hey... I can't do it. Hey.
Hey, Scott, you've got the best radio show in the world.
You might have to say who it is when you message it back.
That was Homer Simpson.
You say, well, you know, do the Homer... Say, from Homer Simpson.
From... Hello, this is Homer Simpson. You've got the best radio show in the world.
See, now I know who it is.
Incredible.
Anyway, let's move on to another job, I think.
I'm going to take my money back.
It's only 15p as well.
I know, I'm on a budget.
Here's another one.
I will recommend a movie based on your mood for $5.
Oh, this is good, because often I'm like, oh, I want a film, like on a Sunday, like last Sunday, I was like, I want something that's not too heavy, I want this kind of rom-com thing, but I never know what to choose to suit my mood. This is where you could come in.
Yeah, I haven't got the most in-depth film knowledge, but...
I've seen a lot of movies, old and new. Therefore, I can recommend a movie to fit best on your current mood.
Well, I haven't seen a lot of movies, old V News, so this is flawed.
Okay, Chris, so imagine I've just walked into my house. I'm feeling a bit tired. I am.
Right.
I'm not going to lie. And also, I feel a little bit melancholy.
Melancholy?
Yes. Bit fed up. A bit sad inside. I've got a fiver.
Okay.
So what film would you suggest?
Is it
tired and melancholy?
So am I meant to be livening you up, or am I meant to be...
Well, that's up to you. You're making the decision.
Oh. Mighty Ducks.
What's that?
It's... You never seen Mighty Ducks?
No.
You haven't lived?
Is it good for people with melancholy?
It's a good film. It'll cheer you up.
What's it about?
It's about a group of kids who are in an ice hockey team, and they... I don't want to give the end away, but it's...
And they die.
No, they don't die.
They win.
No. Not at all.
Well, they either die or win. Which is it?
They win.
Well, they win, yeah.
They win.
Oh, plot spoiler. Well, I'm not... No point in me watching this now. You've told me the end of the film you're suggesting.
You're looking angry.
No, I'm not. I'm melancholic.
Yes. No, we need a film to calm him down.
Okay, yes, I am angry.
Film to calm you down. This is quite difficult, isn't it?
Quick, he's about to blow.
Ghostbusters 2.
How? Why? I'm really angry!
Because you can just sort of let out your frustration on some ghosts and aliens and all that. And
well,
and
not in the aliens, film. I'm just watching it.
Yeah, but it'll get carried away in the... I do when I watch Ghostbusters.
Really?
Too. Yeah, definitely.
That's going to help my anger, is it?
I think so, yeah. Huh? Oh, no, I'll tell you what. Rocky. It's not really suited to you, to be fair. You'd hate it. But it will help you if you're angry.
Let's give an angry man a film he'll hate and then run.
Yeah.
With his money.
Okay, I don't think this is for you either, frankly. Radio 1.
Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now, we were talking earlier on about this company in America, in LA, and they've got all these teenage singers and all their songs up on YouTube and loads of videos which are kind of expensive looking but still quite bad. You probably will have seen the Rebecca Black one. Like, she's trending on Twitter. 5.5 million people have watched the video for Friday, which is pretty awful. 7 a.m. waking up in the morning, gotta be fresh, gotta go downstairs, gotta have my bowl, gotta have cereal, seeing everything, the time is going. So this company, they're called ARC, and they've got loads of these people ready to go. And what they're trying to do is just release loads of videos with loads of these, like, teenage singers, hoping that one will stick, a bit like Justin Bieber did, because that's how he started on YouTube. So I've decided that I'm going to start my own rival UK company called Scott Hits, or S Hits for short, and just try and get my own singers on YouTube. And before you know it, I'll have like 5.5 million hits on YouTube and I'll be a rich man. I'm going to make songs as good as this. It's Friday, Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend. So who wants to be the first artist signed to my Scott Mills Hit Factory?
It's got to be Becky.
I think so.
Is it? But I've already got a pop career.
Eh?
Sort of. Really?
Well, I did my Lady Gaga one.
Yeah, but you want a piece of this new company.
I don't need the help of the Scott Mills Hit Factory to succeed.
No, but you could have
your
own
song. You need to find somebody who hasn't had a hit yet. Did I just say that I've already had a hit?
Am I missing something?
Also, Also, are you turning down the power of S Hits?
She doesn't want to be signed to S Hits.
I don't want
Why
to
not?
SSS Hits.
No, I think we need to find someone with a better vocal talent.
Okay.
There must be somebody.
In the office?
Yeah, yes,
upstairs. Okay, let's think about it.
Comedy Dave?
Well, yeah, maybe.
No, but he's already in Folk Face, I don't think they want S Hits suddenly coming along and doing remixes.
He shouldn't be the first one. I've got an idea. I've got someone actually perfect in my mind now. Let's ring her. See if she wants to be the first on my new label.
You really have turned into a pop mogul.
Yeah. I'm like
Simon Cowell.
Simon Cowell.
You're really
Just pull
not.
Your jeans up a little bit higher.
Or am I more Louis Walsh?
Yeah.
Louis Walsh. you're way more Louis.
Thank you.
Are you going to say it's you or pretend to be the pop mogul?
I am a pop mogul.
Okay. So it's Scott from S Hits here.
Hello?
Gemma, it's Scott.
Hi.
From S Hits.
Sorry?
Right, I've got an idea for you.
Okay.
Do you fancy being the first pop star on my new label? I'm starting up a hit factory.
I can't sing at all.
That doesn't matter.
Probably not.
Doesn't matter, Gems.
What do you mean?
Well, we'll make a video.
I've been in a music video before and it wasn't the best experience, so...
What music video have you been in?
It doesn't matter.
No, it does matter.
Snoop Dogg.
What have you been in?
No, nothing.
Please say Snoop
Why
Dogg.
Why do you know this?
Is it Snoop Dogg?
Why do you want me to do this? There's loads of people that would do this.
Is it 50 Cent?
No, let's not play this game.
Right, so I want you to be the first artist that I'm kind of signing.
Alright, what do I actually have to do?
Well, be a pop star.
Do I have to dance? Because I'm not the best
it's
dancer.
Everything.
Yeah. Dance a little bit, but mostly just sit on your bed looking like, you know, happy and waving your legs.
Eh?
Gemma would be amazing for this, wouldn't she?
And wave my legs and that's it, yeah?
Yeah, pretty much. You know, imagine like early Britney Spears videos, that.
Alright, you're not going to make me sing or dance, no?
No, you have to sing, but you won't be able to tell it to you. There'll be tons of autotune.
Okay, there's going to be other people doing this, yeah?
Yeah, I've got a whole roster of people. You're just the first.
I'll do it if Chris is the rapper in the video. How about that?
Deal.
Oh, God.
Deal.
Okay, right, so Gemma off Basildon is my first signing on S Hits. Thank you very
Woo!
Much. Thank you. Congratulations.
Thanks,
I'll buy you some Carver later.
I think she was more of a Chris Dahl girl.
She is not.
She's been in videos before.
What video has she been in? I'm intrigued.
I'm going to message her.
I reckon Blazing Squad.
Yeah, find out. What we need to do is have a launch party like they did in the LA company.
And where will we do that? Around your house?
Yeah, can do.
Cool.
Here's their one.
I'm Cynthia Garcia here at ARC Music Factory official website launch party. And right now I'm hanging out at the red carpet.
Oh my God. So she's like on a total red carpet and interviewing all the new stars from this company, ARC.
Sophia, what can we expect from your performance tonight?
My song's kind of more of an intense song. I mean, it's called Rejection. So it's something that everyone can relate to in one way or another. So it's going to be intense and cool, and I'm really excited about it. It's going to be a lot of fun.
So this is her song. It's called Rejection. It's totally intense and cool. So intense. I can't imagine why she'd ever be rejected.
I can imagine Gemma doing that song, though.
I can
That's
as well.
What I love about
Rejection!
Rejection!
They're not all girls signed to this company in LA. There's a guy as well.
Mine's called The Man Can Dream, and it's kind of about, like, seeing this girl that you feel like is perfect and how you do anything for her and kind of saying, like, this is how it's going to be, and then being like, all right, maybe not, but, like, a man can dream, you know?
Right, so would you like to hear his song A Man Can Dream?
Oh, yes.
Totally cool.
I'm gonna breathe down your neck, you can guess what's next, take you up...
No, we can't play any more of that, I don't think.
I say play it.
You want to hear it?
Not really. But Chris seems keen.
A man can dream.
I'm gonna breathe down your neck. You can guess what's next. Take you up to heaven and down by seven.
Now that is a rhyming couplet and a half. Take you up to heaven and down by seven.
I bet he's only leaving at 6:58.
That's a good rhyme, though.
Take you up to heaven, down by seven.
How do you beat a rhyme like that? With more great lyrics, I hope. No, don't just go,
get me out of here now.
Oh, you need some, like, profound lyrics.
There's no I in a team.
Oh, there's no I in a team.
There's no I in a team.
This is so wet. What is he doing?
That's the sort of thing that really bad bosses say, not someone you want to get off with.
Do you
want
to know what the next line is after there's no I in a team?
I can take a guess. It's going to be something about a dream.
There's no I in a team. We'll be swimming downstream. Obviously, oh baby, a man can hit it.
Hit it. Right, we can do better than this, seriously. We need to start up S Hits as soon as.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.